Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It was nice to hear on the broadcast last night how they gave the Dolphins some love and they recognized what's going on here in South Florida. Go ahead, Bill.
For the Dolphins, I don't think anybody's done a better job over the last calendar year, and it obviously predates that. But with the results now coming,
I agree.
For Coach Flores and the Miami Dolphins, they are fun to watch, and now they've got Tua Tagovailoa showing what kind of a winner he is with the way he's played in a couple of starts.
Isn't it kind of fitting that last year there was all this discussion about the Dolphins tanking for Tua and all that went into that, and then they started winning some games, and it's like, wait a minute, that's not the way this is supposed to go. And, of course, Joe Burrow became the guy, but they ended up with Tua, and what he's been able to do is, look, I mean, I know how hard it is to come into the league and play as a rookie, and a lot of these guys, Joe Burrow's another one of them, but Tua Tagovailoa, he's made it look easy as well. I mean, these guys are really doing a heck of a job. The league's in good hands. When you look across the landscape of the league with some of these young guys that are now playing and at the level that they're playing at.
There you go. And that's nice to see, because that's what the Dolphins deserve now, man. They deserve love. They deserve credit. They deserve praise. They deserve the attention that they should get. That they're kicking butt, man. They've done what Chris Greer has done is unheard of, bro. Unheard of.
I remember you always saying that as a good GM, you should be able to turn over and flip your roster 3 years.
3 years.
With the cap strappedness we had.
Yeah.
Coupled with what we had, what we've been able to do after 1 year, man. Nobody, right,
no.
Has ever done it like this fast.
No. I mean,
in the salary cap era.
And you could turn a basketball team around because it's 12 guys, and you only need two or three on the floor.
The Lakers showed you. You only need two.
And the Heat did, too, and everybody.
Well, we had three.
No, but what I'm saying is we went and got the big three and completely changed everything for us. And that's what I'm saying, that you could do that. But in football, it's 53 men. It's a large roster, okay? Even baseball, it's 24. Hockey, I think it's around 24, 25 or whatever. But it's not like football that it's 53 men on the roster. And it takes a lot to turn it over. And they've done it in two drafts in a season and a half. And think about this. If you're this good drafting and trading and moving around, I can't wait for this next draft to add more players. Are you out of your mind? Wow. That's fantastic.